position out on the air. Okay, good morning to you. 35 degrees, and the word comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9, or 2, 8, and 9, okay? It's a gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. Thanks for that picture. So thanks, Roland. 73 and 99, and I know you're looking forward to getting the spiders in the bug, all that stuff out of that software. That dog kind of reminds me of ours. You know, he's so traumatized by this fireworks noise that he certainly has commented on it, covers her ears, her, over her head, and nice and snug. And it's, what do they call, there's a name for that, I can't remember what they refer to that. There's a guy on, I didn't hear him on my radio. Did somebody get that speaker?
Victor Echo 9, Charlie Foxtrot.
So, did you hear that KB4MQ station
radio there? Yeah, thank you. 5 and 1, 51, over. Okay, thank you, 7344.
Mike, what was the call you were looking for there? I didn't quite Didn't quite hear it. KJ3C. Yeah, you were looking for a Kilo Bravo call. I didn't catch the full call.
Yeah, the American, the frequency they use.
Okay, there's no QRZ record of Kilo Bravo 4 November, Quebec. Yeah, no worries, Mike. Tough conditions today. KJ3C.
Again, Mike, KA2RMS AT0M, and was that Kilo Bravo 4 November, Quebec, you were trying to get to? Over. I can copy that station quite loud. He was calling you just a minute ago. Over. This is Alpha Golf Zero Mike. Alpha Golf Zero Mike, do you have a copy on me? Over. No, he didn't come back to me, Mike. Negative. Okay, Mike. K82RMSAG0M. I haven't heard what the wind chill has been, but yesterday we had blizzard conditions all day long with 50 mile an hour winds, and it was really whiteouts all day long. But today we got a pretty clear blue sky. It is awfully cold though. Started out at 7 degrees this morning, and it's up to 9 degrees now, and we're supposed to peak out at around 14 degrees. So it's a mighty chilly day, but at least we can see out the windows. Well, let's see. I got a verse in Habakkuk for you today. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18, where the prophet Habakkuk says, "I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior." And this is a significant verse because the country of Judah was had an impending disaster coming. Where Habakkuk told them, you're going to have crop failures, no sheep, no cattle in the barren land. But yet he was rejoicing in the Lord, and he was joyful in his God, my Savior. It reminded me of Job a little bit there when Job lost everything he had. But still he was faithful to his God there. Well, Mike, good to hear you. 7399s. You and Mary and little Sophie have a good day. And we'll see you down the logbook there. KA2RMSHG0M. Okay, fine business. You're peaking 20 to 30 over, so the band is sort of up and down as we speak here. But we've got a nice warm furnace. It's one of those high efficiency jobs, and it keeps the house nice and warm. We've got a smaller ranch style house, and it doesn't take too much of a furnace to keep it nice and warm. So, Mike, thanks for doing the net, and we'll see you later.